You're listening to a podcast from the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jessica Matthews. I'm president of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. And it's my very great pleasure to welcome you all to what I think is going to be a really important and wonderful day. We have the great good fortune to bring together a dozen Islamist leaders from five countries, along with, as you can see, hundreds of members of the Washington policy community for some sharing of understanding and questions that really haven't happened before. 16 months ago, a gathering of this sort would have been unthinkable. Ben Ali, Mubarak, Gaddafi, and Saleh were all still in power, and Islamist parties in many cases were banned. Today, many Arab countries are in transition, and Islamist parties are an important part of this historic process of change. In Tunisia, Morocco, and Egypt, Islamist parties have won substantial victories at the ballot box, and now or will soon occupy key government posts. Similar results are widely expected in Libya and in Jordan later this year. The rise of Islamist parties is a political reality, and the decisions that they make will powerfully shape the region's future for years to come. We convened this conference because, in spite of their growing power, Islamist parties remain poorly understood in Washington and in other key capitals outside the region. Many Islamist leaders have never served in government and have had only limited contact with the West. And their rise to power has provoked a great deal of uncertainty, even trepidation, among policymakers. They replace autocrats who, while often brutally repressive, were at least known quantities. And so we felt it would be enormously valuable to bring together both sides of this new equation for an overdue conversation. Our hope for today is for candor and a pointed exchange of views. We invite everyone to listen carefully and to ask tough questions. The Arab world, after all, faces major challenges after decades of repression and stagnation. With Islamist parties poised to enter power for the first time, we have questions. How strong a role will religion play in governing? Will individual freedoms be protected? Will Islamist parties respect the outcome of future elections, no matter who wins? On the economic front, what do Islamist parties plan to do to reduce unemployment and to spur growth? What sort of business environment do they plan to create? Our panels today are designed to address all of these questions and more. They are meant to provide emerging leaders from the region a chance to share their views with an expert audience on how they intend to govern. And at the same time, they're meant to provide Washington, Western policymakers a chance to listen and also to ask probing questions. We are at Carnegie both proud and I think to be able to host this event and uniquely equipped to have done so. We operate one of the Arab world's leading think tanks, the Carnegie Middle East Center in Beirut, with scholars and staff from across the region. We operate and publish all our work in both Arabic and English. And we focus our analysis and research on issues of political reform, economic reform, democratization. When we launched the Carnegie Global Vision 5 or 6 years ago to create the world's first global think tank, we did so with an ambition to connect a global audience with local expertise, local voices from the world's most critical regions, and that is precisely what we're doing here today. I want just to thank a few people and individuals who made the day possible. Marwan Muasher, Marina Ottaway, and May Al-Sadani from Carnegie staff, who have worked for untold hours to pull this audience together, and the Swiss government, the Open Society Institute, and the Heinrich Böll Stiftung, who have made today's conference possible through their generous financial support. The Carnegie Endowment is deeply grateful to all of them. And most importantly, I want to thank all of you for joining us. A day like this obviously depends on the on those who have traveled, in some cases, great distances to join us, and we are particularly grateful to them. And we are delighted to have all of you here for what I think will be an important day from which we will all leave the wiser. So with that said, it's my pleasure to turn the floor over to the head of our Middle East program, Marwan Washer, who is moderating this first panel. Welcome and enjoy your day.